Brad, tell me a little bit about Lockheed Martin. What areas do you specialize in?
Lockheed Martin has five major business areas. They range from space systems to aero to mission systems and training to integrated systems and global solutions and missiles and fire control. And we span everything from aircraft to space systems to cybersecurity and information technology.
Now, Brad, you're here today in Edmonton at the University of Alberta with a number of members from the company. And Lockheed Martin has signed an agreement with the government of Alberta. What is this agreement about?
The agreement basically sets a tone for the interaction between Lockheed Martin and Alberta. And principally, we're going to be beginning by working with the University of Alberta on a number of research projects that are geared toward taking advantage of the really cutting-edge, world-class research and faculty here at the University of Alberta. And the reason for the MOU is to basically make a public declaration of our intent and our desire to work with the university and to work with Alberta in ways that both support the ambitions and the scale and scope of the economy of Alberta as well as the business of Lockheed Martin.
Now, you must already have a relationship with the university. Are you working on some projects already?
We are. We have a couple projects. It's usually the beginning of an MOU type of a relationship that we have now starts small. So we've already had a few projects in place, one of which has to do with building new types of batteries, and another has to do with actually manipulating atoms on the surface of silicon that will lead us to new computing methods and computing hardware that compute at the atomic scale as opposed to the larger bulk scale that you have in computers today.
So who would be all of the partners that are involved in this agreement?
Well, right now it's just between the government of Alberta and Lockheed Martin. And what we'll do is extend that agreement into specific projects that will fall under it. So for example, we see an interesting technology, say in material science, that could lend itself to, as I mentioned before with batteries, higher charge density, which means you can put more electricity into a smaller, lighter package, which is very important when you think about things like spacecraft that have to go into space. So we identify a small business or a university project that has some really important technology or really successful technology that we think has a lot of potential. And then we would partner directly with either that professor or the university or that business in order to both develop the technology and to transition it into markets.
And is this something that will branch out beyond the University of Alberta? My understanding is that the whole Campus Alberta situation would be brought into this eventually.
Absolutely. There's certainly already areas where we're branching out beyond the university. For example, Advent, which is the energy company that I mentioned developing these batteries, is a company in and of itself that's closely affiliated with the university. And they are taking advantage of the resources of the university to develop their part of the technology. We recognize that as being an important future for energy storage for both our systems and potentially for enabling electric vehicles in the commercial market space. So it has applications in important business and social dynamics well beyond just what Lockheed Martin does in its core products.
And how did this come about?
It basically comes about through a good relationship. We start small, as I said before. We start a few projects, get them going, get to know the faculty, get to know the professors, get to know the researchers. And then really, at some point, we decide this is a university, this is a place where we see such great potential that we think we really need to formalize the agreement and make it publicly known about what we'd like to do. And so working with the University of Alberta is step one. The organization and signing of the MOU today by Dr. Ray Johnson and by the Premier is sort of step two, which makes a public declaration. And typically from that point forward, it grows from there in sense of people know what we're doing, they get excited about the opportunity, and we find more and more opportunities for ourselves to partner.
Now, what would the university get out of this?
Well, a number of things. I think one of the big things that the university gets out of it is direction for the research and a potential market impact in the future. So by partnering with a large industry, then people understand what the application can be for the research that they're doing. And then conversely, the application discussions often lead to new parts of the research. So there's a very nice symbiotic relationship between both the universities and the large industries, and that they sort of support each other in both generation of ideas, as well as for finding funding. So the university gets funding from Lockheed Martin, as well as access to markets that might not be available to them. I think another good example is the battery project I mentioned before. It takes materials material that we've been developing with Rice University under a similar MOU, and it brings that material here to be partnered with the carbon nanotube technology being developed here at the University of Alberta. And now those two universities, because of the relationships with Lockheed Martin, have found each other and have been able to take two different technologies, put them together, and create an actual working battery that could be very revolutionary in the energy storage space.
Can you give me a bit more detail about the battery?
Sure. Any battery has several parts, but two of the key parts that are in it are called an anode and a cathode. And think of it this way. Think of you have a bag of marbles on one side that represent the charge that is the energy that needs to move. And on the other side, you have a sponge that's going to accept all the marbles. And what they've been doing here at University of Alberta is making a bag that holds more and more of these marbles, or more and more charge. But in order for it to become a real viable battery, you need the other material that's going to accept all the electrons or all the charge in order to get the energy to move from one side to the other, and that's how it runs lights and motors and your computer and such. So what we were able to do is identify a technology, a material called porous silicon, that acts like a more dense sponge that can absorb those electrons, and that enables then the carbon nanotube material developed here at the University of Alberta to become an actual viable battery. So it's that kind of combination of technologies that really has come together here and under the umbrella of agreements like this MOU to create a brand new product.
And are there going to be applications in other areas, not necessarily just with the battery, but some of the different research projects that are coming up, that it wouldn't be, say, just focused on, say, security and defense, but also would have applications in other areas?
Sure. I think I mentioned that the battery technology could certainly apply to automobiles and in creating an infrastructure, enabling a technology for the infrastructure of electrifying the automobile for everybody and not just certain parts of the country. But another place where we're working here in Alberta is with Quantum Silicon Incorporated, which they have an ability to take a silicon wafer, just like you have that make computer chips, and actually move individual atoms one at a time and place them on the silicon itself. And by doing this, they can create wires and transistors at one atom at a time and be able to really build a computer architecture like the architecture you have in your Mac or in your smartphone, but at a scale that's so much smaller than that and it uses so much less power. It really is a revolutionary technology that could change the way computing is done. And just the way that microchips changed your TVs and your cell phones and your computers, it could have that same sort of effect, revolutionary effect, in the electronic marketplace.
Now, how is intellectual property going to be dealt with?
That's a very good question. Intellectual property is a very important aspect of any type of technology development with transition to market in mind. So typically what would happen is an industry such as Lockheed Martin has its own intellectual property and its own research and development, and a university or small business has theirs. So typically what happens is each party brings their own IP to the table and they continue to own it, but then they share the resulting IP between them, and then the details of how the business arrangements are worked out from there.
I think this is the first news conference I've come to where money wasn't mentioned. Is there some money changing hands?
Absolutely. We have two projects running right now at the university, so we are funding two labs right now, one to develop the battery technology I mentioned, and another in support of the quantum silicon technology that I mentioned as well. And I think these are just the first two that establish the relationship. There's contracts that need to be signed up to, there's intellectual property discussions that need to happen, and once you start to get more and more of those behind you, it becomes easier and easier, and then with an MOU in place to make a public statement about working together, you can really grow from there and then fund more and more projects.
Is there an end date on this MOU?
We placed a 4-year term on the MOU, and that's really just a marker, and we can easily extend the MOU. Both parties can agree to do that, and it's very likely that we would continue to do that if we have good, successful programs here, which is exactly what we would expect to find.
What is the impact for your company of creating this sort of an agreement?
Well, Lockheed Martin's been in Canada for 75 years now, and we're growing here as well. So having this type of MOU and building these relationships with universities and businesses in Canada is really helpful for both our business in Canada as well as our business around the globe. It also provides an opportunity to engage locally with what's important for Alberta. It goes well beyond just the core products that we build, but it's really how do we transition the technology from Lockheed Martin to new markets through these partnerships, and then by doing so, that technology can grow and then come back to Lockheed Martin. And certainly the capabilities, the quality of research, and the world-class faculty and researchers here in Alberta really serve that purpose very well, and we really look forward to working with them.
Thank you very much, Brad.
Thank you.